performance from Max. He's gone! And the Dublin!
Oh, Max!
Max Gawn comes from nowhere! Barrels him in a tackle!
Number 11, the captain of the Melbourne Football Club, Max Gawn!
He's here, Marty.
Good morning, Max.
Good morning.
We've got you just before you head up to the Gabba.
Yep.
And it's lovely to have you. Thank you for your time. God, what a weekend you had. Number one ranked player in the entire competition in round one. And it was actually only your third best rated game in your career.
Yeah, right. So I've still got room to grow.
You've still got room to improve. But okay. That is phenomenal. Gawn, let's go through some stats. Gawn and Grundy combination. This is the one that's been gripping the nation.
It's all the rage.
The nation.
Yep.
What are we calling it?
I like Gawn and Grundy personally, but there's a few things that
names.
Grundy, there's Tap Brothers, which is gross.
Tap Brothers.
Yeah. It's like a Will Ferrell movie.
Yeah, well, that's the whole play on it, I think.
Max, you yourself spent 72% of your game time in the ruck. Grundy was 48%.
Wow, we're really getting into it, aren't we?
We are. Nitty-gritty. I've just asked you to have a quick look at this video. What's going on here? 38 disposals between the two of you, 33 hit-outs, 3 goals. You had 21 disposals, 15 of them contested, 2 goals and 5 clearances. Busy, busy day. And the Bulldogs went home with their tail between their legs and got absolutely thumped.
It was a fun game. It was a classic. I'm not sure how many people watched, but the Melbourne Western Bulldogs tend to have unbelievable second quarters against us, and they did that again. So they challenged us, and then we kicked away in the second half. So. You never know where you're sitting post-preseason because you do all this training by yourself and then you play practice games and our team's actually playing practice games and whatnot. And then when you come to round one, you're just excited to see if what you've been doing works. And it worked round one.
It works beautifully. Is there a rivalry there now after the grand final? Do you guys still talk about that? Is that still a motivation?
I think if you're around the top of the ladder with clubs at the same time, you tend to get a rivalry going. Doggies grand final, Brisbane, we've played them heaps in finals. Geelong, they're sort of our three rivals just purely based on our football. Then we've obviously got Queen's Birthday against Collingwood, which we always love. But Collingwood have a rivalry with every team. And if you ask a Collingwood player, they'd say Melbourne would be like number 12.
Rivalry stakes.
We like to think it's one of our top two. But
it's also those big games. Collingwood play a lot of those big games, and there's a reason, because they have such a huge army of supporters that will go and attend those games.
Correct. And then you see the Bulldogs North game trying to get off with Good Friday. If you put Collingwood in there, it'd be 100,000.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you think there's such a thing as like blockbuster fatigue? Do you think you can get over playing too many big games?
I don't think so. They all tend to be at night. So a lot of night games back to back to back to back can sort of get you. We got two this year. Anzac.
Why is that? What's the difference?
Well, you get into bed at midnight.
So your body clock starts to shift. Yeah. And then you're tired through the early part of the week.
Chuck in a day game and you're cooked. You don't know what's going on. So we got Anzac Eve and Queen's Birthday, but one's night, one's day. So that kind of works out well.
Before we come back and talk about Brisbane at the Gabba tomorrow night, Cozzy Pickett, 2 weeks. Shane McAdam, 3 weeks. Buddy, 1 week.
Yeah.
It was a bit of a round of blokes leaving their feet and smashing guys.
Yeah, well, it's quite weird that it's 1, 2, 3 as well. They couldn't really work out who was getting what sort of
weeks. What did you think of Cozzy's? I thought Cozzy's was the worst of the lot of them.
Live, I didn't. I was on the bench, and it actually looked okay on the ground. I saw the reaction from the Doggies players. Then when he kept on getting booed for every next one, and he had a lot of the ball, he kicked 4. When he kept on getting booed, I started to think maybe this isn't great. And then I saw it the next day. I'm like, okay, the Cozzy bump, the McAdam bump in particular, they're... I've never really seen them on the footy field. They're crazy, crazy bumps.
It's when you leave your feet and you're becoming a human missile. And, you know, you're 6 inches up or down there from really, really hurting a guy like Bailey Smith.
Yeah.
He could have been very badly hurt.
Yep.
We had Pendles in here. When was that?
Monday. Yeah.
And he was suggesting maybe it's time now to look at a sin bin type thing.
Okay.
Have you considered that?
I haven't really considered it. The one thing I think is the inconsistencies around that. It just would create some more noise.
Yeah.
I mean, is it? purely just if it's a cozy type hit, or is it if someone does a lesser like action?
I think it's you go to the arc and the arc lets the umpire know whether that's a sin bin offence.
Are you an NRL man at all? The arc can get it wrong. The arc gets it wrong a lot, actually.
Yes, of course. Yeah. But I think if you have I hear what you're saying. But I think if you have a sort of parameter of rules around some basic stuff, like if you leave your feet...
Potentially work. If Bailey Smith didn't come back as well.
Yeah. Well, what if Bailey Smith, what if Bailey Smith doesn't get up?
Yeah.
What's that 2 weeks become?
There's definitely merit in looking into that, especially a granny. A granny would be quite interesting.
Disastrous.
How many weeks reckon, how many minutes reckon Alistair Lynch would have got?
Yeah, exactly.
him and Wakelin both wouldn't have played, so. Yeah.
Lynch didn't get a touch for the rest of the game.
Simon Goodwin's reaction was that our game's about tackling, there's no need to bump, I think it's dead.
Yeah, he said that to us. He said the bump's done. To be fair, I haven't bumped in my career, I don't think.
You don't need to. You are the bump. Before we talk about Brisbane-Melbourne, some great games taking place this week. None better than Collingwood versus Port on Saturday at the G. The two biggest winners from round one. Collingwood look good, don't they?
Mm.
Yeah, they do. I tipped that. Last time I was in here, and you're all looking at me going, what do you mean you're tipping Collingwood to beat Geelong?
We told Pendles.
No, remember I said Collingwood would win by six goals and win the flag.
Yeah, you both agreed.
You're right. Okay. Yeah. And win the flag.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, maybe I said that to Pendles.
Yeah, Max is here.
Melbourne will win the flag. No, don't worry about that. I said to Pendles that Collingwood would win the flag.
Yeah, thank you.
But when Max is here, I say Melbourne's going to win the flag, Max.
Well, Collingwood Port is a good game.
It will be a good game.
Is that MCG? That's my favourite time slot to play the Saturday afternoon.
It's proper footy, isn't it?
That's what Pendle said too.
Proper footy.
Proper footy.
They use red footies if it's before 3 o'clock, the start time. Red footies are easier to mark.
I was just about to ask, is there a difference?
Yeah, well, yellows, to be fair, you use yellows in more slippery conditions at night, but I find them harder to mark. So red footies is where it's at.
Carlton Geelong tonight at the G will be a belter.
Yeah, that'll be a good game. Carlton back-to-back Thursdays. Hopefully a bit high scoring this time. Yeah.
Geelong won't want to go none and two.
No, well, and nor will Carlton as well. Well, there'll be half and two.
Half and two.
But, yeah, that'll be a good game. There's good games again all the way through. Like, there's either a team's got to bounce back or a team has to hold on to their win. That's almost like winners v. losers the whole way through.
Bulldogs St Kilda will be an interesting game.
Bulldogs St Kilda, Freo North, don't sell North.
I've tipped North.
They travelled over there not long ago. Was it against West Coast and beat them in the wet?
Yeah.
2 years ago.
Well,
so they travel well.
I think with Clarkson going over to Freo were awful last week, weren't they?
Yeah, it's the Saints.
I reckon we're a real chance.
You reckon Clarko's got something for Freo?
He's got something tucked up his sleeve for Freo.
Okay.
Big night on the Terps Friday with the boys. Go old school. Yep. 15 pots each.
I like that.
I don't mind a bit of that.
Well, they used to do it, so.
Yeah. Who was that Footscray footballer, Doc? What was his name? Not Doc Neeson. He was the Angels. I saw him at the London Tavern one night on a Friday night, and he was polled.
They used to have 10 Carlton's a steak, a durry at half time.
Yeah.
Those were the days, weren't they?
I don't know.
I tried to keep it going.
Yeah. It's a bit hard when you're the captain. Sydney Hawks, West Coast GWS, and then, of course, tomorrow, 7:55, Brisbane versus Melbourne. Let's talk about that. Any ins and outs that we need to know about, Max?
Well, we do have four names that are back from injury.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure how many of them are playing. I've been told that they're all ready to be picked. So looking forward. Maisie we need down back. Jack Viney's like our heart and soul in the midfield.
Mm-hmm.
Christian Salem and Bailey Fritch. So excited to see.
Fritch is good. He's got great hair, doesn't he?
Yeah. He's,
do I you guys talk about that at the club?
He's got a Twitter account called Bailey Fritch's Hair.
Brilliant. Yeah. And he deserves it.
He does deserve it. It is really, really good hair. He's kicked 50 goals 3 years in a row or something.
Because of his hair.
Mm. He's a really good player. And I'm not going to say we missed him last week because we did kick enough goals, but we could add more. Which
Brisbane looked pretty ordinary, has to be said.
Mm.
Yeah, I won't look into it too much because the game before that was when they beat us by 30 points at the G in a final. So they might have just had a mishap over there in Adelaide. And to be fair, Port look like they get their back to their best. So,
Do finals losses like that really sting? Do you still like a year, like an off season on from then? Do you still really want to that we owe these guys that kind of mentality?
Yes and no. Like we lost to West Coast in the 2018 prelim by 70 points, and then we almost won the Wooden Spoon the next year. So we didn't respond that year.
So that a year off responded.
Then we responded in 2020.
Oh, then you got your responding right.
So it can change. But yeah, certainly we've been looking forward to playing Brisbane. Like I said, they're a modern day rival because of the amount of close games and finals that we've played against Brisbane. And yeah, we'll expect their best. It's at the Gabba. It's the first home game for them. It's Friday night footy. I'd be really surprised if they're not at their best.
Oh, so would I. Pepperjack, you've partnered with Pepperjack in one of the great Melbourne club captain sponsorship decisions.
Yes.
Pepperjack for 2023. Walk us through Pepperjack. I mean, I know the brand, but I'm not sure what I love about Pepperjack.
What, you don't know what you love about Pepperjack?
I'm not sure what I love about them.
Well, first of all, they're actually, and I learned this, they're literally like the Australia's best Shiraz in terms of like how many bottles are sold.
Right, okay, the highest selling Shiraz in Australia.
They can have the label, we are the best Shiraz in Australia.
Brilliant.
Because everyone buys it. It's the company wine for AFL, and I've jumped on as the ambassador this year. I love
you love your wine.
And I love wine. And this combination seems like a no-brainer. The club's gone with Penfolds.
Which
so
is lovely.
A different wave. They're both under the same Treasury estate.
How wonderful.
Everyone's happy.
Everyone's happy.
I've just gone left to maybe the workers' red wine rather than the
people's wine.
The wine of the people.
Correct.
Your favourite varietal is the Barossa Shiraz, it says in front of me.
That's what they've written down.
I wondered, Max, how heavily involved you were in that.
Oh, you didn't actually say bold and honest, just like the D's?
I actually don't mind the Chardonnay, to be honest, but I have heard the Shiraz is incredibly bold.
Well, we've got to get some of this bold Shiraz into you, Max, when you get an opportunity to have a drink this year.
I'll bring it in.
Yes,
bring it in.
Yeah.
Best of luck against Brisbane tomorrow night at the Gabba. Always lovely to see you, Max.
Thank you. Hopefully this flight gets up.
It'll be fine.
The storm will be passing.
Pass.
Yeah, it's about to hit the city in the next 10-15 minutes.
Happy flying.
The Marty Sheargold Show on Triple M.